Is it weird that a franchise that put out a book report regarding missed calls to publicly shame the NBA
Enough
and the
this.
Referees? Hold
Enough
on one second.
Of this hate.
A franchise that put out a book report criticizing the referees after game one of last year's playoff series between the Warriors, that they didn't get a protest ruled away from the NBA? Is it weird?
No.
That
are they ingratiating themselves to the referees with all of this crap?
No.
No, obviously.
Dude,
no.
They lost everything when they're like, hey, you know what we're going to do? Because game one, we didn't get any calls. We're going to put out a – we're going to leak the book report that we were going to send to the NBA, but we didn't send because we just went and told them in person instead. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to highlight every missed call and publicly shame you guys and now ask for the favor of, hey, guys, we're going to protest. So can you give us the win or at least let us replay it? So you're telling me that franchise did not get the NBA's favor.
No, and
carried their way.
Do you remember that Billy Wagner, Joe West story? Mm-hmm. Where Joe West, every time he comes into town, Billy gives him his hot rod to drive around, and Joe West is like calling pitch strikes 3 inches off the plate. Well,
that's a little suspicious.
It's a no. It was a story by I forget what catcher it was that told the story.
I think
on
it was
one of the
Paducah.
It was Paul Laduca. Anyway, so I mean, the Rockets are going about this in the exact opposite way.
Yeah.
Let's piss off the referees as much as we possibly can. Let's put out that book.
Freaking dumb book report.
Let's protest the game.
Let's try to embarrass the refs.
As much as we possibly
can. Let's show them up. And let's see what happens.
And yeah. Do you think you're going to – if you don't think that it's human nature that a referee is not going to give you a call or is going to look the other way or is going to call something against you, then you're an idiot.
There's an old Southern axiom that somebody's grandma once said is, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar.
It was Paula Deen. Probably. Right before she dropped an N-bomb on somebody.
Well,
hey, gather around, Mike. Is that what she did? And then drop that?
No, that's not what she did. I don't think.
I think that's what she did.
I don't think that's how it happened.
But she might have. Yeah. I don't know.
It's basically what every single person said. Guys, they missed the call. Yes, it was horrible. The fact that they couldn't review it, it was an embarrassment.
Well,
right?
And now but they got sanctioned, too. Yeah. Because you made such a big deal out of this, because you protested it, and because we lost the game because of this with 7:51 left.
And even after the missed dunk, you still hit a three, so you extended your lead even more.
To 16.
And you had three opportunities to win the game in regulation, overtime, and in double overtime, and you didn't.
But it was that basket.
It was that basket that changed everything. What if I told you one missed dunk that wasn't a miss changed the entire course of a franchise?
So if remember that question you posed to us? If you could go back and change one thing, do you think Daryl would go back and change that to a basket?
Yep.
If everything. He could change something in his life, no, I think he would. That Hong Kong Post might be there.
ESPN.
No, Hong Kong's 100% that thing.
Pretty sure Hong Kong would be it.
ESPN's 30 for 30 presents the Rockets franchise.
You hate the Rockets.
I hate that they whine so much.
No, I do too. I just think it's unbecoming. I mean, I think you got a good team. Let your team speak. Don't make this. And it's really leaked over badly into the fan base. Like, everything is not against you all the time. Everything is, you can't, like, focus on the game a little more. We all get pissed about certain calls and things like that. And sometimes calls cost you games. I get that, and I'm mad about that, too. It can't be every freaking other tweet is about how officials are trying to screw your mom and do things to you, and they hate you, and this is a conspiracy to keep
you
down.
How'd you know about Scott Foster and my mom?
What?
It's Scott Foster. Out there. Wow. Tim Donaghy said it on a radio show. Donaghy loves to spill everything about everything now. But, you know, you can't if you go out of your way to try to embarrass or show up somebody, even, whether that's your intention or not, if you do it, at some point, there's going to be consequences.
Yeah.
And bad calls are bad calls. Certain things need to go to the league office. But, man, leaking it to you turned that in last year. Why did you leak it to Zach
No,
Lowe?
They didn't even
Why
turn
did
it in.
It?
Here's the thing. They didn't even
I they
thought
wrote they had
it.
Turned it in.
No, they wrote it, and then they didn't send it into the
this
league office.
This is before
office.
The playoffs it came out, right?
So this was They wrote the report
from the year before.
The year before. The 2017 playoffs. They wrote it. They did their homework. They turned it in. They did a report. They got a buck. Like the old school, do a report, get a buck. Like when I was growing up in HISD, that's what we did. In the summer, you would do a book report, and you would get a buck.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty dope. So Daryl Morey's like, hey, Rabdar Gab, read a book, do a report, get a buck. That's what it was. So he wrote the report, but didn't turn it in. But they went to the league and they talked to him and they verbally told him, hey, look, here's what happened. Here's some of our, you know, thoughts on what happened in this game in game seven where the refs made them miss 0 for 27. They went 0 for 27. The refs made them miss. The refs were legit. I don't know if you guys have seen that game. The refs go in and close out on shooters. It was the weirdest thing. And they missed all those threes. And then they're like, okay, well, look, we, you know, sorry, man, it sucks. And then
that 27 missed calls. What did they say?
I forgot. 81. How many calls.
No, it was 81 missed calls. Yeah.
It was 27 missed threes in a row. That was.
Oh, that's right. That was the 27.
Yeah.
I think
81 missed calls in that game.
I thought it was. And then it led to how many points that went back and forth?
900.
The Rockets
would have won by like 940 points if they'd have gotten those 81 calls.
And then, okay, so the whole thing's put to the bed. Then you start the 18 season. Then game one of the Warriors game happens. And then you're like, this is the time. This is where we play our trump card. This is where we do the book report card. Hey, Rachel, you there? I know you're on the jump right now. Hey, Zach, you got a second? Check out this book report we did. Why don't you guys take a look at this? Okay.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah. You publicly shame the referees about the missed calls.
That's the way you do it.
That's the way you do it. And then your fan base eats it up, like you mentioned, Lance. Like, yes, see?
And then it becomes
this. We told you.
In a world where we don't get any calls, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make sure we don't get any calls. Yeah. That's in a world where we continually bitch about not getting any calls, we're going to make sure the people who can give us calls
and then
will never give us
calls.
Well,
and on top of that, it's not like that's the players, James. The palms up every time.
Yeah, but you know, the Spurs did that too.
Yeah.
The Spurs did a lot of that stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
and we hated them. No, don't get me wrong.
Right, but
did it cost them?
Yeah.
All NBA. But the Rockets are pretty good at
it.
Well, it's one thing to bitch on the court, and that does have a negative impact at some point. There's no question. It's another when, I mean, that report, and then you leak it. When you say 81, like, it should have been like 10. You can't go every hand check, like, that's one, mark it. You sure you want to mark this one? Yeah, is that a foul? Yeah, by the book. Mm-hmm. Okay, mark it.
Mark.
And then you go to 81. Like, it's just not. See, the Laremy Tunsil thing, I think, actually is going to help him. Because when there's a chance human nature is going to say, this guy's got a lot of calls. He's put it out there that we're targeting him. Maybe, you know, if it's close, maybe you give him the benefit of the doubt. There's a right and wrong way to argue when you're an umpire, when you're a manager, right? You're missing, and you can even yell at him and cuss at him, like, that's off the plate. That's off the. You stick it in there enough to where they give you a call. I intentionally kept stats for a high school team back in the 90s because these two coaches, Tommy Jones and Scott Biggett, were former college coaches, and I wanted to learn under them. I wanted to learn deep. They ran a matchup zone. So I wanted to learn about matchup zone. I wanted to learn their offenses. I just wanted to learn under them. And I learned a lot. But one of the things they would do is they would beat on refs a little bit. And the way they did is they would smile at you before the games and talk to the refs. They'd beat on you. And then one of the things that I heard them talking about, maybe I asked them directly, was you have to put enough – you have to do it the right way. But every once in a while, you can put something on their plate to where they'll remember it, either for a call against the other team or they maybe let something slide for you. But if you go too far, it can have consequences.
Do you know that, like, high school coaches meet with the referees?
Oh, yeah.
Before, and they go and they lay it out. Hey, coach, we watched the film on this team. They're doing this. That you got to watch. Ref, you got to watch this. You got to watch this. They're planting that seed all the time. It just seems to me that the Rockets, the way they're going about this, is just it's counterproductive. Mm-hmm. It just is that you can't embarrass these guys the way that they're doing.
With all this said, none of that was going to change what happened with the protest. That was never going to change.
No, it wasn't. But you go, all right, Now you're going to go to the people that you publicly shamed and go, hey, man, you know, we really could, you know, use this where you rule in our favor. And they go,
well, that was the league they asked, though. The league, they're not embarrassed.
Oh, you don't think that book report made the league look bad? Like, why do you think they leaked it? It was to show that one side was getting the calls, right? Like, there's some favoritism
right,
there.
But you're pissing off the referees. Yeah. He went to Adam Silver and said, we need to overturn this. No, you ain't overturning
it. I was like, dude, you publicly shame my people.
You ain't overturning it. Yeah,
and it sucks,
my
man.
People.
Like, hey,
my people.
Hey, Raheel, calm down. Come on now.
My people. Oh, he's take it easy. He didn't mean that, Adam Silver.
It's four straight
days. He didn't mean
any
disrespect.
Adam,
hey.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Adam Silver, it's what it is.
You're not getting, we're not. It's Joe Pesci. We're not giving you the win. What? We going to play the game over? It's done. It's what it is.
What it is.
It's done. It's over.
All right.
And there's nothing we can do about it. It's over.